U.S. military officials say they will continue airstrikes against Taliban and al-Qaeda targets near Jalalabad, despite complaints over the weekend of bombs killing Afghan civilians. Officials at U.S. Central Command say they've investigated those reports and concluded that all of the bombs struck legitimate military targets. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For days now, U.S. warplanes have been targeting caves and tunnels in a mountainous region called Tora Bora, some 30 miles south of Jalalabad. Afghan fighters have used the mountain fortress as a guerrilla base since the Soviet occupation of the 1980s. Authorities suspect Osama bin Laden or other al-Qaeda leaders may be hiding there now. A local Afghan official said yesterday that U.S. airstrikes had killed about 20 civilians around Tora Bora. Marine Major Brad Lowell of U.S. Central Command says all of the bombs fell where they were intended to.
Clearly, we are hitting targets in that area, but those targets have been identified as military targets or al-Qaeda and Taliban leadership and their facilities.
Lowell says it's possible that al-Qaeda or Taliban leaders have brought family members or other civilians into the caves with them. If so, he says, they're the ones putting those non-combatants at risk. There were similar reports of civilian casualties on Saturday, when some villagers said as many as 250 people had been killed. Local officials put the death toll around 20 people. Once again, Major Lowell says no residential areas were hit.
We had good imagery showing impacts into those areas, and the imagery did not show buildings in the area or residential-type buildings in the area, so we were confident that we hit those targets and all the rounds were accounted for.
The Pentagon has consistently said it regrets any unnecessary loss of life. And Lowell says the military has been careful to report civilian casualties when it's aware of them. He points to a press release that Central Command issued last week when an airdrop bundle of wheat, blankets, and cold weather equipment accidentally struck a house 120 miles northeast of Mazar-e Sharif, killing a woman inside.
As soon as we got that information, we made it known, and that's our policy. Again, we take great time and care in our targeting, whether it be humanitarian efforts or our other efforts, and clearly if things go wrong, we let the American public know that.
There was a surprise near Mazar-e Sharif this weekend when more than 80 Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters were found alive inside a prison fortress. Hundreds of others were killed there last week in a bloody prison uprising that also claimed the life of an American CIA officer. The survivors, including one who claims to be American, straggled out of the prison on Saturday, looking weak and thin after several days with no food. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told NBC's Meet the Press program the fighters only gave themselves up after Northern Alliance soldiers flooded their basement hiding place with cold water.
Finally, they came up and surrendered, the last hardcore al-Qaeda elements. I guess one will do whatever it is necessary to do. If people will not surrender, then they've made their choice.
Rumsfeld says he hopes the Taliban will surrender the southern city of Kandahar. U.S. warplanes continue to bomb that city, and Afghan opposition groups are applying pressure from both the north and the south. Refugees fleeing Kandahar say the city is in chaos, and a U.N. official estimates more than 2,000 residents are leaving the region every day. Still, Rumsfeld warns it won't be easy to unseat the Taliban from its last stronghold in Afghanistan.
We are entering a very dangerous aspect of this conflict. There is no question about it. It is a confused situation in the country. The noose is tightening, but the remaining task is a particularly dirty and unpleasant one.
Meanwhile, the military buildup continues at the week-old Marine base southwest of Kandahar. More than 1,000 U.S. Marines have been joined at the desert airstrip by a small number of liaison officers from Britain, Germany, and Australia. They've also been fortified with a growing fleet of helicopter gunships. The pilot of one Super Cobra helicopter acknowledged the danger in confronting the last Taliban fighters. They still have teeth, the pilot says, but we have pliers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.